you know, anything that you're wanting to get rid of. However, they are not accepting tires. That was previous. That was a previous offering during the beautification time, I believe, last couple of months. But they are not doing that now. But you can stop by the recycling station from 11 to 1 every Tuesday. And from 8 to 2 every Thursday, you can still drop off junk and large debris items. Not recyclables, but all of your junk items. We got a message on our Facebook page just yesterday asking if they could get rid of carpet. You know, and so we messaged back and that absolutely you can. So now's the time if you've been doing some DIY projects or you're just cleaning up. Be sure and take advantage of that offering that our city provides us. And you'll just basically pull in, and there are dumpsters on the back side of the sanitation building at 21st and Maple. And there's usually somebody back there that can help you, but just be able to unload everything, dump it in the dumpsters.
All right. So that is goes on every Tuesday. So be sure to take advantage of that. And also don't miss the farmer's market. That's every Saturday starting at 7:30 at the new location in the parking lot at Chestnut and 8th Street.
That's right. So I always want to mention that because last week would have been our fifth week, I believe. So this Saturday will be week six, and it's going very well, going strong. We've got lots of vendors. We had probably between 18, 19 vendors. Again, they are selling out, so you want to get there early. There were berries and vegetables and baked goods and just so many different unique things, from wines and cheeses to those items that I just mentioned, pecans and fruits and all kinds of vegetables. And we know that probably here shortly the tomatoes are going to be coming out of the garden. So we're going to be seeing some different. Right now you see a lot of lettuces and onions and things, but I think we're going to see that change in the next couple of weeks as things start to become ready from the garden. So be sure and check that out. I want to let everybody know that Perry's Pork Rinds, they kind of debuted in Independence during Niwala last year, and they have since visited our community numerous times. They're a huge hit. Do you like
pork rinds? I love pork rinds.
I do too. And they have all kinds of flavored pork rinds. So they're going to be at the market. That's going to be a definite draw. And then Bowling's Meat Market, they've also been coming to Independence. They were here last Saturday, and I believe they're going to be here this Saturday. They're in the AutoZone parking lot, which is really just basically catty corner from the parking lot behind Annie Mae's Coffee House. So, lots of good things at the market. So mark your calendar every Saturday, 7:30 to 10:30 in the parking lot right behind Annie Mae's. You can shop, go get your coffee, and get your day started off right.
There you go. It's a good way to start. And then when you are done with that, you can just head on over to the Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo, as they are now open for the season. And I have my kids this weekend. This is what we may be doing if the rain will please hold off.
Okay. Well, don't say rain, because there's a big golf tournament in Independence
right.
this weekend.
Let's just push it off till Monday.
Yeah, it can rain like in the night, because my grass needs to have some water on it, but not during golfing hours or park time. So yes, so there's a temporary summer schedule right now, and it was last weekend and this weekend. So this weekend, what you need to know is, if you're going to take your kids there, that it's the 21st and 22nd, which will be Saturday and Sunday, from 1 to 5. All the rides are open. I was out there this weekend, so miniature golf is $2. A carousel you can ride for a nickel. The train rides are 50 cents. They were all in full gear. The snack shack, I never can say that. The snack shack is open as well, and it will always be open at the same time that the rides are open. And then after this weekend, we will go to a regular summer schedule through August, and that's Thursdays and Fridays from 11 to 1 and 6 to 8:30, and then Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 8:30. And then after that, I will go ahead and tell you that the park doesn't close in August. It actually stays open through October the 31st. Regarding the park's always open and the zoo, but I mean the rides when I talk about that.
Right.
So they actually will be offering that clear to, like I said, October 31st. So you want to get out, check that out. And then Glow Golf, we've been talking about that the last few weeks. That's the fourth Friday of every month, June through October. So the first one will be coming up, not this Friday, but next Friday on the 26th. And you'll be able to play Glow Golf. It's $5. Should be a lot of fun. Starts right after dark. And then the zoo is always open from 9 to 7. That's always lots of fun. Lots of fun animals are out in the zoo. There's a new tortoise exhibit, the bears, the cougar. There's a new buffalo out in the zoo. I just saw it the other night when I was walking through the one way. It's super cute. So you should take a drive or take a walk through the one way and check out the baby buffalo. And then the pool will be opening on the 22nd. So grab your sunscreen and your swimming suit and head to the pool. That will be, as I said, June 22nd. They'll be open through August the 9th. And all of the summer hours are listed on our website and on our Facebook page. But I'll just mention that it's Saturday through Tuesdays from 1 to 6. They're closed on Wednesdays. And they open back up Thursday, Fridays from 1 to 7. And then Mondays and Tuesdays, it's half price from 4 to 6. So that's a good time to take the family. Or they do have family night on Thursday and Friday evenings from 5 to 7. So for a couple hours, you can bring the whole family of five for $5 if you have an extra family member. It's a dollar extra. But anyway, a couple of affordable options for swimming if you're bringing a larger group would be Mondays and Tuesdays, again, half price from 4 to 6, or family night on Thursdays and Fridays from 5 to 7. Admission is usually, not usually, admission is always $4 for adults, and kiddos that are 3 and under are free. And summer passes are available too. So you can call the Ash Center and get some information from them. If you need more information, and like I said, all the phone numbers are listed on the flyer that you'll find on our Facebook page and website.
So a ton of fun. Crank it up in Independence. And again, like I said, I'm going to take my kids out there this weekend because they love going to the zoo, and they've never got to try the rides yet. So hopefully we could do that, or at the very least go to the Snack Shack. So coming up tonight, I mean, it's going to be going on all summer, is going to be the Mid-Continent Band.
Yes. So Mid-Continent Band has been playing in the band shell for over 100 years. I believe a few years ago is when they celebrated their 100-year anniversary. But they're kicking off the season tonight, actually, and their new start time is 7 o'clock. They typically start on Memorial Day weekend, but because of COVID, they pushed that out a little bit. So their season is starting tonight, and they usually start at 8 o'clock, but they are trying something new this year, and they're going to start at 7. And, you know, it's the reason being is because they're wanting to make it more attractive for families to be able to come, bring their kids, enjoy an evening. Maybe you're going to go, you know, play in the park and the zoo, and maybe you're going to go grab dinner somewhere and bring it out to the park and have a picnic, ride the carousel, ride the train. And when it's open on a regular basis, right now it's not, but you know, you can do all those things and then just head right over to the park at 7 o'clock and enjoy some really good music. Very, very talented individuals, and it's great. I mean, you can socially distance in the band shell. You can sit on the provided benches. You can bring your own, you know, lawn chairs or bag chairs or a blanket, whatever, and sit out on the green space. So it's a great time for everybody and for all ages. And then later on in the summer, we will have kids' night as well. So the chamber goes out, and we give out free popsicles, and we face paint, and the band usually plays Disney music that night. So it's a lot of fun. So be sure and put the Mid-Continent Band on your things to do list starting tonight at 7 o'clock.
All right. And then another thing that one of the flyers you gave me here is you wanted to wish a happy birthday to Carrie Ingalls.
That's right. So I wanted to talk about Little House on the Prairie just a little bit. And it's a great, it's something that is very affordable. It's a great thing to do. Fun for the family, fun for the historians. And if you've never been out there, you really need to take the time. You should take your kids. This would be something else that would be fun and affordable for them to do, is to go have some fun on the prairie. And so basically when you get out there, they have lots of fun things to see. So they have a replica one-room cabin that's the same. It's in similar size and shape to the cabin that the Ingalls lived in when they were on the prairie right here in Independence, Kansas. There's also a one-room Sunnyside schoolhouse that's out there that was used from 1872 to 1947, and it has a lot of period furnishings in it. And so that's super cool to be able to check out that one-room schoolhouse. And then they also have a post office that came from Wayside, and it was used from the turn of the century to the mid-1970s. And what's cool about this is when you get in there and you're able to see it, I mean, you really have to think about how the post office opened the world to people who lived on the remote Kansas prairies. I mean, they weren't able to communicate with people, and having a post office, you know, was huge and gave them that opportunity and afforded them that opportunity to really, as I said before, communicate with people. So the replica one room cabin, and then the one room schoolhouse, and then the post office. There's also a gift shop. There are also lots of animals out there, like mules and donkeys for the kids to pet. And there's a picnic area, lots of open space, lots of green space, and, you know, just have fun in the outdoors. The number to call if you have questions is 289-4238. And I will tell you that on their brochure, they list the hours as Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday 1 to 5. But I talked to them yesterday and they're actually keeping it open every day of the week, Monday through Sunday from 10 to 5. So it's, you know, you could go out early in the morning before maybe it gets really hot. You could end your day out there. You could just take it on right in the middle of the afternoon and experience it like they did when they were living out on the prairie. Typically on the second Saturday in June is always Prairie Days, but because of COVID-19, that got postponed, or it didn't, it got canceled this year. And hopefully we will resume that next year. But they are having a birthday party in August for Carrie, because Carrie was born on the prairie in Independence, Kansas. So when they were living in Independence, it was really Charles and Caroline, and their children at that time would have been Mary and Laura, and then Carrie was born there, and they later on had two other children. But they're having a birthday party for Carrie, and everyone is invited. That Saturday, August the 1st, from 12 to 5, out at Little House on the Prairie Museum. I think they're going to have like cake, and they're going to have some live music and fun games for all ages. So be a fun day on the prairie.
Absolutely. Lots of things to do out there, and it will be a lot of fun. And the other thing, this one I'm really excited about, and it's fast approaching, is the Kansas airstrip attack coming into Independence, kicking off their season.
That's right. I was on the phone with one of their organizers yesterday. We've been in contact with these three guys that put on the airstrip attack now for a long time. From a year ago when they were first going to come, then it got rained out, and then it got pushed to April, it got rained out a year ago, yes, and then we were going to do it in April, and then COVID hit, so now we're going to do it in July, and they are super pumped up about coming. Independence will be the season opener. They're very, very excited. What I want people to know is if you're in Independence and you have city services like your utilities, open up that bill. Even if you have like auto pay or whatever, open up your envelope, because if you open it up, you're going to find an insert and it has a promo code on there. I'm not going to say it over the radio.
Right.
You have to have the promo code in your hand and you can get your tickets. They're 25% off. So instead of two-day pass being $30, which is very affordable with $15 a day and you're out there all day long, it goes down to $22.50. And so you're gonna want to check that out and take advantage of that discount that they're offering all of us in Independence. Again, they are very, very excited. Lots of things are going to be happening while they're in town. When the drivers come in on Saturday night, there's going to be an after party at Brothers Railroad Inn. And that will be for, there's going to be a car show kind of out in front of Brothers with some fun cars for everybody to, you know, to take a look at while they're out and about. And then Brothers will be open, so they're going to be, you can buy dinner and drinks there, and then just make your way around the community. You know, hit Turbo's, go down the street to the brewery, and just check out all that Independence has to offer during that time. So we really want to extend some great Independence, Kansas hospitality, because, Kyle, we want them to come back and make this an annual stop on their circuit. So
absolutely, we want them here every year, because it's going to be a blast, and I think everybody will have a really, really good time. All right, the next thing that we're going to bring up here is talking about the Indy United T-shirts and how that has been going, because I've seen the T-shirts. I think I saw you wearing a T-shirt during the first Friday, and those things look sharp. And go ahead and give us some more information about that.
Okay, I will. And also, take me back to the airstrip attack. I just remembered something I need to say after we're done here. So the T-shirt sales are going very well. You know, we've already ordered one batch of them. Tabitha got them in, and as you said, I had mine on at First Friday, and then actually wore it again. We took some pictures and we posted them on Facebook, and there are $20. $10 of the cost of the shirt goes to a fund that we're building up so that we can roll out another Indy Gives Back. Main Street is hopeful that will roll out to the community here shortly, so that we can all get started shopping as we've already been doing, or start shopping and then being able to receive those $10 Main Street bucks back. So the way that the program will work is, if you go out, you spend $50, for every $50, actually, you get $10 back in Main Street bucks that you will spend in Independence. So it keeps your money in Independence, helps the economy. You get a super cute shirt as well. And I believe they're encouraging everyone to wear the Indy United shirts on Fridays, just be a constant reminder about how important it is right now, more than ever, that we support our local restaurants and businesses. And watch the other Facebook pages too, because I got a message from Equity Bank and I need to swing by there and visit with them. I'm sure it'll be on their Facebook page. So check out the details. But they too are rolling out a program to help all of the restaurants in town. So if you go and you eat at a restaurant, you'll take your receipt, you turn it in at Equity Bank, and you get your name in for a drawing. And with that drawing, they're giving away 200 $25 gift cards. So,
wow.
I know.
That's amazing.
I know. So, and you know, we're all eating out. So hold on to those receipts and go to the bank and fill out whatever they're wanting you to fill out so that you can get your name in for a drawing. And again, you win one of those $25 gift cards. And it's a card that needs to be spent in Independence. Again, that money stays in the community. So we're very appreciative of all of our businesses and the things that they're doing to give back, such as Equity Bank. And we're very appreciative of all of our small businesses and our restaurants and their willingness to, alter the way they do business, such as curbside, delivery and some of the things that they've done. When you go in and you're eating and you're shopping in our stores, I see people with their masks on. I see hand sanitizer. I see people wearing gloves when they're handling money. They're talking about, I see them cleaning off the machines when you're using your credit card or your debit card and wiping handles down. I really do see that in Independence. And that's important because that builds consumer confidence, and that's what we need to have in our community.
Absolutely. And you said there's one thing you wanted to get back on the airstrip attack real quick. Kind of wanted to know what that was real quick.
Yeah. So there are a couple things. I'm needing some food trucks. So I've got To Be Smoking is going to be out there. So they're having barbecue. I've got a taco truck that's coming out. So
tacos.
I need about two or three other food trucks, because they're expecting over 1,000 people out there. So we don't want, big long lines everywhere. So if we can kind of spread it out. So if you're listening and you have a food truck, or you're listening and you know of somebody who has a food truck, call me at the chamber office at 331-1890 and I will reach out to them. And that's everything from, food and everything, but that can be popcorn, kettle corn, snow cones. You know, it's going to be
ice cream.
Yes, yeah, it's going to be hot out there. So all of those items we're wanting to have out there on the premises for everyone to enjoy. And then also, when I was talking to Jason from Shift Sector and the airstrip attack yesterday, he was telling me, said, you know what, we want some local vendors. We want the vendors to come out and take advantage of this. We want to make it affordable to them to be out. And he even offered up that if you buy tickets, that he would even let you come in for free as a vendor. And so I'll be fielding all of that for him. So if you are somebody who might want to be a vendor out at the airstrip attack and you want more information about what that means, give me a call at the office at, again, 331-1890. Or if you know of somebody that might want to be a vendor, give them a shout and give them our phone number and they can give me a call and I will give them all of the details for that. So food trucks and vendors.
Now, that's a great deal. You get to be a vendor for free if you buy tickets. I mean, that's a great deal. The next thing you did want to talk about real quick was the announcing the Autorama, which is a car show in support of the 100th anniversary of the professional building.
That's right. So we're going to be talking, probably starting next week, a little bit more about the details of the Indy 150. That's what we're calling our sesquicentennial celebration. That's 150 years. Try to say that word. I had to go online and push the, how do you say those words, you know, where it plays that back.
Believe
to
me,
you.
I've had trouble saying that word.
Yeah.
Too.
So, but Terry Scott at the Independence Pharmacy and the American Soda Fountain is actually, his building is 100 years old. So he's having a huge celebration along with the 150th celebration. And he's having an Autorama, which is basically a car show, in support of the 100th anniversary of his professional building. So limited entries are available. You do have to pre-register. And only one category, and that's Best of Show. It's going to be Saturday, July 25th from 10 to 1. And to enter, you need to call 330-2238. Entry fee is only $10. So, you know, if you've got a super cool car that you want to enter, do it, because Terry Scott does so much for downtown Independence. So incredibly generous, so willing to jump in and do whatever to, you know, draw traffic down to our, you know, downtown area. And it's events like this that make Independence's downtown thriving and vibrant. So let's support Terry, because he's wanting to do something, you know, to commemorate his 100 years. He wants to do something to partner with the Indy 150, and he needs cars for the car show, the Autorama. So again, call him 330-2238. If you have no car, but you love cars, or if, even if you have a car, but you don't have a car for the show, rather, but you love cars, mark Saturday the 25th on your calendar from 10 to 1 and come down and enjoy that. And then, as I said before, I'll be bringing some more information about things that are happening during that 150. What we're doing is, need to make sure the community knows this, but because of COVID, everything kind of got mixed up. So we're celebrating our 150th anniversary for the next 12 months. We're going to kick it off July the 4th and we're of 2020, and we're going to end July the 4th of 2021. So that's how we're going to do it. We're going to do lots of fun things, just sporadic throughout the year. We're going to have some events later on, as this one is, in the latter part of July. And so again, we'll kick it off with a 4th of July celebration, and we'll conclude next summer on the 2021.
There we go. Well, lots of good stuff going on over there. And I just want to give you a heads up. I got a text from Mamie Dollar, one of our account executives. She's saying, take Sunflower to Indy if you don't want to drive the gravel road.
Okay.
So there you go. Gives you a heads up, though, so you don't have to get on that gravel road. And then you can get the car washed for your car later on.
Thank you
on.
For that. Yeah.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming in today. Lots of great stuff going on in Indy. And again, if they have any, if they would like to contact you about any of these events, how can people contact you?
At the Chamber office at 620-331-1890. You can message us on Facebook at Get Independence, and you can check out our website.
All right. Again, thank you so much for coming in today, Lisa, and talking about all this great stuff. And we will talk to you again next week.
I'll be here.
All right. We are going to go ahead and take a break. But when we come back, we are going to start Open Line. We'll take your calls if you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away. And I forgot to put the question up. We'll get that done here in just a minute. You're listening to Mighty 690 KGGF.